We invite you to close your eyes and focus on the energy of your heart. This heart has often been called the love engine. And we wish to remind you that the reason this love engine pulsates throughout your body with the love from the Creator is because of the Pleiadian star mothers that came here to our planet as part of a loving plan to give us the seeds of divinity, to teach us core spiritual truths, and then allow us to go through time, the passage of time, without their assistance, to see if we could find that seed of divinity within. If you are here now listening to these words, it is obvious you have found that seed of divinity within. It should therefore be obvious that the Star Mothers are here with you and have been a part of every step of your awakening and your journey. They offer love, congratulations, and want you to know they are always here, always with you. So grateful they are for the time and attention you give to them now. Their loving guidance, their loving support is here for you. And we step aside now to ask Kryon to come forward with another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Are we in another dimension? Now let's qualify some things before we begin. There are some of you who are watching this particular message, this channeling, apart from the rest of the program that it belongs to. And you may have already seen the channeling from what happened a week ago. At that point in time, we asked if you were stuck in time. And we started then discussing dimensionality. But here is the question, the big one, because there are so many esoteric believers who say we are now in another dimension. Perhaps it's the fifth one or beyond, but it isn't the one we grew up in. And they're correct. So the answer truly is yes, you are broaching another dimension. Let's talk about dimensionality. Let's make it a little more logical for some of those of you who are not understanding what it means, or perhaps why the rest of the family doesn't understand it or feel it or believe you, and yet others do. What is dimensionality at all? First and foremost, let us take it apart. Make it apart from physics. Physics has a fully different, I would say, nomenclature, description, definition that doesn't fit anything that you would then feel or relate to. So we're moving it apart from that and say, well, what would it be for the human being? If you could describe dimensionality, it would be a different feeling of what your reality is from what it was, for instance, 10 years ago or more. And so it is more perceptual for the human being than anything else. So it's away from physics, it's away from the structure of the mathematics of dimensionality, which does have structure and rule. But it's more about how you are feeling about things as you perceive them. Now, last week in the previous channeling, I spoke of being on a new path in time. I spoke of time having structure. And the fact was that in this new dimensional aspect that you're feeling, that time feels different. There are other things that feel different. So let's discuss yet again dimensionality. Humanity is so linear, and in this discussion, you would like to know perhaps when that dimension occurs. When do you move out of 4 into 5, in case you're counting in a linear way? Or more accurately, when do you move from your reality, which is 4 dimensions, into a multidimensional reality? And here's something I want you all to understand and know. It is not a linear situation where a switch is thrown in your brain or on Earth and suddenly everyone is in another dimension. Now, you know that already, but there are still those who feel it's either one or the other. And it is not. You might say it is a gradual, stair-step event when you start to move into a reality that you have not seen before. And it takes a while for you to recognize things are different. Light workers all over the planet are starting to realize there is a difference in the reality that they live in. A big difference. And it's not just in the perception, or perhaps they're feeling different and they don't know why. It's not just perceived. When you are beginning to move into another dimension that you have not been in before, the reality of you changes. Your cellular structure is vibrating higher. You might even say that your perception is vibrating higher. And in that metaphor of vibration, it means that suddenly awareness changes. You're starting to feel, see, perceive things that you did not before. Numbers change, colors change. Many things are given to you in synchronicity that you never thought anything of before, and you realize there's a message here. Other things within your life are changing. Reactions to you are changing from other people. That's because you have stepped into another dimension. Now, here is the question so often asked, and it's asked by those who are very linear. Most humanity is, because you are programmed in a linear dimensionality. 1 through 4, height, width, depth, time, are very linear. Suddenly you're moving into a less linear dimensionality, and yet you want to keep the rules from the older linear dimensionality. So here's what I want to tell you. There are those who are saying, well, who is it who is moving into this new dimension? And the answer is Earth. It's not a who, it's an Earth is moving. Well then, okay, if we are all on Earth, that means that all humanity is moving into that dimensionality, right or wrong? Now here is where we ask you to calm down about asking spirit yes or no, right or wrong, as though it were some digital program that you were asking to be on or off. And the answer to this is, who is perceiving this new dimensionality on the planet? And the answer is, whoever can. So I'm going to give you a metaphor, and I hope you remember it. I want you to take a look at a situation that you're going to create for this metaphor. You have a group of people. Now let us say the Earth has turned a color. Let's make it red. Let's say that this is a new dimension that the planet is allowing, that has not been here before, to be perceived. And let us say that that new dimension is red. And let us say that in your group there are those who are colorblind. Now, this is not a good metaphor because it doesn't describe a colorblindness accurately. Let's just paint this picture, if you wish. And you have an individual who cannot see red clearly. They are colorblind. And this may be common in humanity. Let me ask you the question. Are they perceiving the new red? And the answer is no. Let me ask you a question. Is the red still there to be perceived? And the answer is yes. So now you have the metaphor of the dimension having changed, and red is there, and yet there's a human who doesn't know how to see it. Now let us paint another picture that not necessarily is accurate, that within this group there are levels of color blindness. So there are some who will see the red a little clearer, there are some who will see it purely, just like it is, and some who won't at all. This is by full choice by the human beings on how much they want to study the red, how much they want to understand it might be there, if they want to awaken to it or not. Do you see the free choice that is here? However, old souls are almost programmed at birth to expect it. This is a new kind of thing we have not exposed before. We have told you that you have a 24th pair of chromosomes in your DNA that is invisible and multidimensional. What do you think happens to that when Earth starts to move into multidimensionality? And the answer, the part of you that was ready for a multidimensional reality starts to awaken, period. And the part of you that is a light worker, that has been on Earth many, many times, and has come for this, is almost programmed, you might say, to recognize there's something happening, whereas others will not. Now you know a little more about why there is such an awareness for some of you about the things that are changing and feeling different, whereas your friends, who may not be old souls yet, who are just struggling with the fear of the planet, are still afraid, still in anxiousness. They don't recognize the love. This is why you are the lighthouse and the way shower, who can exemplify from your dramatic past on the planet, from your experience, from your ancestry. You have the tools for this. You are awakening to a higher dimension and you feel it. And for those who do not want to come with you, there is no reason for them to. You don't have to convince them, but there are many who look at you and want to know more. Do you see the difference now? Answer to the question of the channel, yes. You are in another dimension. Earth is another dimension, and you are perceiving it. The planet, then, you might say, is the dimensional tool. The planet is the change of reality, and the humans on it are invited to come along. Does that give you a little more emphasis, perhaps, to study Gaia? Ascensionness, you might say. Ascension energy, an awareness. Gaia knows you. This planet of yours is changing. The magnetic grid of the planet is changing. All that affects it is changing, so that the dimensionality and the reality is also changing. And you are starting to become aware of it. You're starting to see the true colors that are there. Again, I would tell you that in a very black and white world, color is coming. And those who are awakening to it are starting to see it, and some of you are questioning what you're seeing, why you're seeing it. I want you to relax and say, it's really interesting, is it not, when you start to see love for what it is, or compassion and kindness for what it could be on the planet. That's who you are. That's what you're awakening to. Dear ones, I'm crying in love with you all, and so it is.